If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Have you ever played a conversation in your head and thought, whoa, that came out totally wrong? Or you said nothing when you really should have? Yeah, same. We all have. This quick lift is for those moments when you need to say the hard things, but you don't want to be the villain in the story. Welcome to Loud and Lifted Quick Lift, the under 10-minute episode where we turn big insights into small, repeatable moves you can actually use this week. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. Today, I'm recapping my conversation with Sarita Maben, communications expert and author. We talked about how to say what you mean what you say, but it doesn't have to be mean. I'm going to recap the key takeaways and give you specific action items so you can try this in real life, whether that's with your boss, your team, your partner, or even your kids who've perfected the infamous whatever response. Let's get into it. Key takeaway number one, use air so you're clear and not cruel. Sarita shared her air framework for tough conversations, and it's so easy. A is awareness. Start by assuming they don't know there's a problem. I'm not sure if you're aware, but here's what I've been noticing. So often we get upset with somebody and we don't even address to know if they know it's an issue too. I impact. Explain what happened because of it. When this happens, here's the impact on the team, the timeline, the customer. And R, request. Ask for something different and be specific. So an example of using air. Going forward, I like to request that you be here on time, loop me in earlier, send the report by. Instead of stewing in resentment, or as Sarita put it, it's like taking the poison and waiting for the other person to die. You give the other person a clear runway. With air, you have here's the issue, here's why it matters, and here's what to do. So action item this week is just write one air script. Think of one person you're low-key annoyed with right now. I know, you probably didn't have to think that long. But then write your script. Awareness. I'm not sure if you realize, but I've noticed. Impact. The impact is. And request. What I'd really appreciate going forward is. You don't even have to say it. It's just practicing it. So when the conversation does come up, you feel more comfortable being able to address it. Getting out of your head and into a script just will make it feel a lot less scary. Next key takeaway, your words can be firm without being finger waggy. Sarita talked about how quickly we can slip into blame mode. When we say things like, you never, you always, you need to, that's verbal finger wag. And spoiler, nobody even hears the message. It just feels like an attack. So she suggests two big shifts. Swap you, which is blaming, for I or we, which sounds like ownership. So instead of you need to be here on time, try I need you to be here on time so we can start the meeting without backtracking. Or we need everyone here by 9 so we can stay on schedule. Same boundary, still being addressed, but it's less battle. So action item here, think of one situation and again, practice. This is going to take a shift or an adjustment to the way that you're thinking about approaching your communication, and it's going to take some practice. Next, key takeaway, drop the qualifiers that shrink your authority. Okay, this is one that women definitely struggle with more. And qualifier is when you're sitting in a meeting and you have a great idea and you start your sentence with, this might not be important, or this is probably a dumb idea, or I'm new here, I don't mean to offend you. Whatever it is, you're putting a qualifier on whatever you're going to share next. And you may think you're being polite or it's an easier way to break into conversation, but it's actually undercutting your authority before you even make your point. And when you don't sound confident and you're really unsure what you're saying, why is your audience going to believe you? You don't sound like you believe yourself. So think about how you're presenting your ideas or even asking questions in a meeting. Whether it's just a team meeting, a staff meeting, or even a one-on-one with your boss, you want to make sure that you're speaking with confidence and you start your idea clean. I think we should move forward with this direction. That's it. No qualifiers, no beginning, no buts, no being uncomfortable in your seat. Just own your thoughts and your ideas and your points. Action item here is, if this is something that you know you struggle with, think about what you can say instead when you typically say it. If there's one that you seem to use as a crutch more than others, be aware of that and figure out what you're going to replace it with. And then the second part of this is get an accountability partner. Again, this is a great thing that if you're in a meeting with a lot of the same people or somebody you have a good relationship with, say to them, hey, if you hear me using these qualifiers, will you let me know after the meeting? Not during the meeting, don't want to be so confused or concerned about it at the time, but just someone to help hold you accountable and make you aware. Being aware really is the big step, and then what you're going to replace that with. Next key takeaway, Sarita talked about using the twins. I noticed, and I'm wondering. I love this. This is literally gold for calling out behavior when you want to come in hot. So often we can get very defensive, we can attack people, we can come in aggressive or hot, and which really isn't going to be a productive conversation if that's our approach. But instead, if we say we're noticing and wondering, it's just a little bit more unarming. I noticed the deadline passed and we didn't get the report, and I'm wondering what happened. Or I noticed you sighed when we mentioned this project, and I'm wondering what your concerns are. You're not accusing, you're inviting, and you're still going to get what you're looking for, but it's just in a much less accusatory way. So action item here, again, just upgrade one line. Think about a situation where this would be helpful and write out the script or practice in your car. Some people do better when you write things down and think about it. That's great. Or sometimes just having the conversation out loud in the car, in the shower, wherever, by yourself. Sure, you're talking to yourself a little bit, but it gives you that practice to, again, start to feel more comfortable and start to change your thought or your perspective of how to approach communication. Next key takeaway, stay curious, especially when feedback stings. Now, this one really should hit home for leaders, because her example was when one of the people on her team gave her negative feedback about her management style. And when someone does give you negative feedback, especially about you or maybe something you're doing, it's really easy for us wanting to explain why we did something or defend. Of course, I'm notorious for getting defensive. So we're not listening and we're not really taking that feedback. And Sarita said that have a different approach, have a different rule. When you get negative feedback, ask for more. And this really ties into what Lindsay spoke about a few episodes ago. We're asking your team, how can you be a better manager? And they're going to probably give you feedback that maybe you don't love. So ask for more of it. Say, how do you mean? Can you give me an example? Can you tell me more about that? Now, I will say there's a caveat here saying, how do you mean? Or can you give me an example? I can say that like, well, how do you mean? I can sound curious. Or could you give me an example? Still, I'm sounding curious. But I could sound very, how do you mean, with my arms crossed and rolling my eyes and moving my head and just being physically upset about it. So you can't come across defensive in your tone or your body language. So this is all part of it. This is one to be careful with. But stay calm, stay relaxed, make sure your tone and body language are a point, and then say, can you give me some examples? It just sounds curious, but you have to stay genuine. That is the big warning sign on this one. Action item, welcome the feedback. If you've been avoiding a situation or conversation like the how can I be a better manager? What's an area of opportunity for next quarter? Ask, do it. And if you're in control of starting the conversation, it's a lot easier to be emotionally prepared. Sometimes if somebody just comes in hot and gives you feedback that's negative, then you're not prepared for, they can really catch you off guard. But if you take ownership of that conversation, then you can go in with the right mindset of being open, being calm, being curious. From Sarita, we learned a lot. We learned about AIR, the awareness impact request, so you're clear, not cruel, protecting the relationship and your authority with the I and we language, which also included stronger statements and phrases like, I noticed and I'm wondering. And lastly, to stay curious, even if it stings, ask for more, don't defend, and let email be set for follow-up and not your battlefield. You don't have to choose between saying nothing and being mean. There's so much room in the middle, and that's where real leadership lives. If this quick lift was helpful, share it with a friend or a teammate who's dreading a tough conversation. And if you haven't listened to the full episode of Sarita's, please do so. As always, until next time, stay loud, stay lifted, and say what you mean in a nice way.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.